Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri. Here are this week's scripture readings and the sermon.
A reading from Isaiah. The Lord God has given me the tongue of a teacher, that I may know how to sustain the weary with a word. Morning by morning, he wakens my ear to listen as those who are taught. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious. I did not turn backward. I gave my back to those who struck me, and my cheeks to those who pulled out the beard. I did not hide my face from insult and spitting. The Lord God helps me. Therefore, I have not been disgraced. Therefore, I have set my face like flint, and I know that I shall not be put to shame. He who vindicates me is near. Who will contend with me? Let us stand up together. Who are my adversaries? Let them confront me. It is the Lord God who helps me. Who will declare me guilty? Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
The Passion of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark.
It was 2 days before the Passover and the festival of unleavened bread. The chief priest and the scribes were looking for a way to arrest Jesus by stealth and kill him.
For they said, not during the festival, or there may be a riot among the people.
Then Judas Iscariot, who was one of the 12, went to the chief priest in order to betray Jesus to them.
When they heard it, they were greatly pleased and promised to give him money.
So Judas began to look for an opportunity to betray Jesus.
On the first day of unleavened bread, when the Passover lamb was sacrificed at evening, Jesus came with the 12. And when they had taken their places and were eating, Jesus said,
truly, I tell you, one of you will betray me, the one who is eating with me.
They began to be distressed and say to him one after another, surely not I.
Jesus said to them, it is one of the 12, one who is dipping bread into the bowl with me.
For the Son of Man goes as it is written of him, but woe to that one by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for that one not to have been born.
While they were eating, Jesus took a loaf of bread, and after blessing it, he broke it, gave it to them, and said, take, this is my body.
Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he gave it to them, and all of them drank from it.
Jesus said to them, this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many. Truly, I tell you, I will never drink of the fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God.
When they had sung the hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives.
And Jesus said to them, you will all become deserters, for it is written,
I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered. But after I am raised up, I will go before you to Galilee.
Peter said to him, even though all become deserters, I will not.
Jesus said to him, truly I tell you, this day, this very night, before the cock crows twice, you will deny me 3 times.
But Peter said vehemently, even though I must die with you, I will not deny you.
And all of them said the same.
They went to a place called Gethsemane, and Jesus said to his disciples, sit here while I pray.
He took with him Peter and James and John and began to be distressed and agitated.
And Jesus said to them, I am deeply grieved, even to death. Remain here and keep awake.
And going a little farther, he threw himself on the ground and prayed that, if it were possible, the hour might pass from him.
He said, "Abba, Father, for you all things are possible. Remove this cup from me, yet not what I want, but what you want."
Jesus came and found them sleeping, and he said to Peter, "Simon, are you asleep? Could you not keep awake 1 hour?
Keep awake and pray that you may not come into the time of trial. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak."
And again, he went away and prayed, saying the same words.
And once more he came and found them sleeping, for their eyes were very heavy, and they did not know what to say to him.
Jesus came a third time and said to them, "Are you still sleeping and taking your rest? Enough! The hour has come. The Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners."
"Get up. Let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand."
Immediately, while Jesus was still speaking, Judas, one of the 12, arrived. And with him there was a crowd with swords and clubs from the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders.
Now the betrayer had given them a sign saying, "The one I will kiss is the man. Arrest him and lead him away under guard."
So when he came, he went up to Jesus at once and said, "Rabbi," and kissed him.
Then they laid hands on Jesus and arrested him.
But one of those who stood near drew his sword and struck the slave of the high priest, cutting off his ear.
Then Jesus said to them, "Have you come out with swords and clubs to arrest me as though I were a bandit?
Day after day I was with you in the temple teaching, and you did not arrest me. But let the scriptures be fulfilled."
All of them deserted him and fled.
A certain young man was following him, wearing nothing but a linen cloth.
They caught hold of him, but he left the linen cloth and ran off naked.
They took Jesus to the high priest, and all the chief priests, the elders, and the scribes were assembled.
Peter had followed him at a distance, right into the courtyard of the high priest, and he was sitting with the guards, warming himself at the fire.
Now the chief priests and the whole council were looking for testimony against Jesus to put him to death, but they found none.
For many gave false testimony against him, and their testimony did not agree.
Some stood up and gave false testimony against him, saying, "We heard him say, 'I will destroy this temple that is made with hands, and in 3 days I will build another not made with hands.'"
But even on this point, their testimony did not agree.
Then the high priest stood up before them and asked Jesus, "Have you no answer? What is it that they testify against you?"
But he was silent and did not answer.
Again, the high priest asked him, "Are you the Messiah, the Son of the Blessed One?"
Jesus said, "I am, and you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of the power and coming with the clouds of heaven."
Then the high priest tore his clothes and said, "Why do we still need witnesses? You have heard his blasphemy. What is your decision?"
All of them condemned him as deserving death. Some began to spit on him, to blindfold him, and to strike him, saying, "Prophesy." The guards also took him over and beat him.
While Peter was below in the courtyard, one of the servant girls of the high priest came by.
When she saw Peter warming himself, she stared at him and said, "You also were with Jesus, the man of Nazareth."
But Peter denied it, saying, "I do not know or understand what you are talking about." And he went out into the forecourt.
Then the cock crowed.
And the servant girl, on seeing him, began again to say to the bystanders, "This man is one of them."
But again, he denied it.
Then after a while, the bystanders again said to Peter, "Certainly you are one of them, for you are a Galilean."
But he began to curse, and he swore an oath, "I do not know this man you are talking about."
At that moment, the cock crowed for the second time. Then Peter remembered that Jesus had said to him, "Before the cock crows twice, you will deny me three times."
And he broke down and wept. As soon as it was morning, the chief priest held a consultation with the elders and scribes and the whole council. They bound Jesus, led him away, and handed him over to Pilate.
Pilate asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" He answered him, "You say so."
Then the chief priest accused him of many things.
Pilate asked him again, "Have you no answer? See how many charges they bring against you?"
But Jesus made no further reply, so that Pilate was amazed.
Now at the festival, he used to release a prisoner for them, anyone for whom they asked.
Now a man called Barabbas was in prison with the rebels who had committed murder during the insurrection.
So the crowd came and began to ask Pilate to do for them according to his custom. Then he answered them, "Do you want me to release for you the king of the Jews?"
For he realized that it was out of jealousy that the chief priests had handed him over.
But the chief priests stirred up the crowd to have him release Barabbas for them instead.
Pilate spoke to them again, "Then what do you wish me to do with the man you call the king of the Jews?"
They shouted back, "Crucify him."
Pilate asked them, "Why? What evil has he done?"
But they shouted all the more, "Crucify him."
So Pilate, wishing to satisfy the crowd, released Barabbas for them, and after flogging Jesus, he handed him over to be crucified.
Then the soldiers led him into the courtyard of the palace, that is the governor's headquarters. And they called together the whole cohort.
And they clothed him in a purple cloak. And after twisting some thorns into a crown, they put it on him.
And they began saluting him, "Hail, King of the Jews!"
They struck his head with a reed, spat upon him, and knelt down in homage to him.
After mocking him, they stripped him of the purple cloak and put his own clothes on him. Then they let him out to crucify him.
They compelled a passerby who was coming in from the country to carry his cross. His name was Simon of Cyrene, the father of Alexander and Rufus.
Then they brought Jesus to the place called Golgotha, which means the place of a skull.
And they offered him wine mixed with myrrh, but he did not take it.
And they crucified him and divided his clothes among them, casting lots to decide what each should take.
It was 9 o'clock in the morning when they crucified him. The inscription of the charge against him read, "The King of the Jews."
And with him they crucified two bandits, one on his right and one on his left.
Those who passed by derided him, shaking their heads and saying, "Aha! You who would destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself and come down from that cross."
In the same way, the chief priest, along with the scribes, were also mocking him among themselves and saying, "Oh, he saved others. He cannot save himself. Let the Messiah, the King of Israel, come down from the cross now so that we may see and believe."
Those who crucified with him also taunted him.
When it was noon, darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon.
At 3 o'clock, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lema sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
When some of the bystanders heard it, they said, "Listen, he is calling for Elijah."
And someone ran, filled a sponge with sour wine, put it on a stick, and gave it to him to drink, saying, "Wait, let us see whether Elijah will come to take him down."
Then Jesus gave a loud cry and breathed his last.
And the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom.
Now when the centurion who stood facing Jesus saw that it in this way he breathed his last, he said, "Truly, this was God's son."
Then Joseph brought a linen cloth and taking down the body, wrapped it in the linen cloth and laid it in a tomb that had been hewn out of the rock.
He then rolled a stone against the door of the tomb. Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Joseph, saw where the body was laid.
The Passion of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Praise to you, O Christ.
As the church enters another holy week in a state of physical distancing, there is so much to be acknowledged. There is so much grief. So many have died because of COVID-19 pandemic. So many others have died during the pandemic. In each case, too often, the community of Christ has not been able to gather around one another to offer support, to express love, to sustain one another in all our usual ways. The grief includes all those things, those events, those activities, those parts of life that have been suspended over the course of the past year. This morning at the Blessing of the Palms downtown, the community gathered, prayed a litany of praise and lament. It went like this. We come to prepare for the holiest of weeks.
We will journey through praise with joy on our lips. We will travel through betrayal, suffering, and death, cradling hope deep in our hearts.
Jesus leads us through this week, and we will follow. For he is the life we long for. He is the word who sustains us.
We wave palm branches in anticipation. We lay our love before him to cushion his walk.
Setting aside all power, glory, and might, he comes, modeling humility and obedience for all of us.
Hosanna, Hosanna. Blessed is the one who brings us the kingdom of God.
We lament the suffering and death of this past year. We lament the betrayals of this past year. And yet, as the church enters this holiest of weeks, each one is invited to ponder anew the source of hope carried deep in our hearts. And so I invite you, as we enter this Holy Week journey with worship, join us on Wednesday for our Wednesday worship at 6 p.m., Maundy Thursday at 7 p.m., Good Friday at 7 p.m., and then the great vigil of Easter on Saturday at 7 p.m., and finally celebrating the resurrection on Sunday morning at 11 a.m., all of these by Zoom. May this week be rich with God's grace, hope, and promise of new life.
Thank you for listening. You are welcome to join St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri for worship any weekend. More information can be found at saintandrewslutheran.org. That's saintandrewslutheran.org. Have a glorious week.